Well, we've reported here on the Trump administration's attempt to lower the cost of prescription drugs by requiring that companies put the baseline prices in TV ads, not the copay that insured people pay, but the full rate, in hopes of shaming drug companies. Last week, a federal judge blocked that plan. But outside government, there's a small nonprofit that's a growing reputation as the nation's drug price watchdog. It estimates how much a drug should cost, given how much it actually helps patients. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports.
The Institute for Clinical and Economic Review, or ICER, occupies a quiet office in an unassuming building in downtown Boston. But this independent nonprofit is a powerful player in the increasingly furious fight over American drug prices.
No matter how well we work with people, this is a contact sport.
Dr. Steve Pearson and his ICER colleagues crunch the numbers on whether a drug is cost-effective, whether it's worth its price. For example, when a powerful new drug to lower high cholesterol came out in 2014, priced at $14,000 a year, ICER calculated that it was worth more like $3,000. That put pressure on the drug's maker to lower the price, which it later did. Pearson says ICER looks into topics ranging from cancer to peanut allergy prevention, where the evidence is hard to understand.
And where the question about the value to patients in the system is going to be something where our research can help make it more transparent.
ICER uses a complex economic model. In the simplest terms, it considers a drug cost-effective if it costs no more than $150,000 per year of quality life it gives the average patient.
Because ultimately, we want to be able to figure out what a fair price is so that we can get better access and make it affordable and sustainable for the long term, while making sure that we reward the people who really bring good innovation into our system.
It's no small task for an organization with just about 30 full-time staffers. In other developed countries, a government agency decides on drug prices and value. In the United Kingdom, it goes by the acronym NICE. But the United States has nothing like NICE, says Michael Sherman, the chief medical officer of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare and a member of ICER's advisory board.
Consequently, we have no rational signpost for when something is too expensive or fairly priced. ICER has stepped into that void and fills that role and provides information to entities like Harvard Pilgrim.
The health insurer can then use that information to decide about coverage and negotiate with drug makers.
So having an objective third party, and they've got everyone at the table in terms of stakeholders, is incredibly valuable.
Some critics dispute whether ICER is truly objective and question its methodology and goals.
I say ICER. They make reports for insurance so that insurance can deny you care.
Terry Wilcox is executive director of Patients Rising, a national advocacy group mainly funded by drug companies. It runs a website called ICER Watch that keeps a critical eye on what ICER does. She says ICER talks about the importance of using solid, peer-reviewed medical evidence.
And I'm like, who's peer reviewing you as an organization? You're coming out with a report saying this medicine's only worth this because this patient is only worth this. And I think that as a country, we can do better.
Pharma, the national trade organization for drug makers, supports the type of research on value that ICER does, says Senior Director of Policy Lauren Nevis. But it also has concerns. Insurers may use the ICER reports to deny coverage for treatments it considers overpriced. And not just private insurers, but Medicare and Medicaid as well. The VA is already using ICER reports to assess the value of drugs for veterans, she says.
We're just concerned that that interferes with the veteran in that case or the patient, their ability to decide with their doctor what treatment's right for them. It basically allows ICER or the government to make that decision.
ICER President Steve Pearson says its work is not meant to get in between patients and doctors, but rather to determine whether a drug price is fair. He says ICER is challenging the status quo against far bigger forces in the country's $3.5 trillion healthcare system.
And sometimes we feel like we're this small mouse, and yet the big elephants tremble in many ways, and sometimes it is with fear because what we are producing does threaten some people's business models.
ICER recently assessed a drug at its highest price ever, $2.1 million, for a one-time gene therapy that seems to save babies' lives. The drug company, Novartis, referred to ICER last month when it set the price at $2.1 million. Steve Pearson takes that record-setting price tag in stride.
We are not a blunt tool out to say that the prices are too damn high. We are here to say that we in the United States often get tremendous value from the innovation that we fund, and we are getting ripped off. And we've just been really bad at distinguishing between the two.
A recent Kaiser Family Foundation poll found that 8 in 10 Americans they surveyed find drug prices unreasonable. But that's public opinion. ICER offers data.
I've argued that they're doing something challenging and needed. And by and large, they do it well.
Dr. Peter Newman is a health economist at Tufts Medical Center who's not affiliated with ICER. Going forward, Newman says,
I think they'll continue to play this role. Likely, they grow even more important.
Because the fierce national debate over drug prices is likely to get even more intense. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.